Good morning. Let's take a look at your farm market opening report on KLGR. Well, grain market traders are dealing with weather in South America, which is causing crop size to decline there and large supplies in the U.S. The next month will provide a lot of chatter about the size of Argentina's crops and how many acres U.S. farmers will plant this year. Ethanol production fell from 1.06 million barrels per day to 1.04 million in most recent week. However, production is 2.5% ahead of USDA's whole year goal. That's a 1.6% year-by-year increase. U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says that he and President Trump support the nation's biofuels policy. He says, quote, "I can tell you Trump stands with corn farmers, biofuel farmers, and the RFS. Perdue told the audience at Commodity Classic in Anaheim, I stand with him and with you. Funds were aggressive buyers in corn for the third day this week. They were estimated to have been net buyers on Wednesday of 17,500 corn contracts, 10,000 soybean contracts, and 20,000 wheat and 6,000 meal contracts. They were thought to have sold 3,500 soy oil contracts. USDA's monthly report on oilseed crushings will likely show 173.4 million bushels of soybeans were processed in January. Let's take a look at how the Board of Trade ended the overnight. May corn was trading even at 382 even. December new crop down a half at 401 even. May soybeans were 3¾ cents higher at 10.59¼. November was up 0.75 cents at 10.33 even. Soybean meal for May $1.50 lower at 3.93.20. July down $1.10 at 3.91 even per ton. Soybean oil for May 19 cents lower at 32.04. July down 18 cents at 32.25. Chicago wheat for May, 1¼ cents lower at 4.93¾. New crop July, 0.5 cent lower at 5.06¾. Minneapolis wheat for May, 1¾ cents higher at 6.23½. July, 1¾ cents higher at 6.32½. Kansas wheat for May, 3.5 cents higher at 5.25¾. July, 3.5 cents higher at 5.42½. Oats for May, 5¼ cents lower at 2.65 even. July, new crop, 8¼ cents lower at 2.64½. On the livestock side of things, live cattle futures settled with most contracts 32.5 to 97.5 cents lower on Wednesday. Feeder cattle futures were down $1 to $2.20 in most contracts. CME feeder cattle index was up 18 cents on February 27th at 147.94. Wholesale box beef values were higher yesterday afternoon. Choice up 51 cents to 221.03 was select 31 cents higher to 215.10. Taking a look at the opening call for cash cattle trades today, steady with Wednesday's decline. Last week's business will hinge on actual trade volume totals established on Wednesday. Mandatory totals in the morning will be important to check out. On the hog side of things, well, first of all, happy National Pig Day. Lean hog futures were down 32.5 cents to $2.72 yesterday. Lean hog index for February 26 was 68.83, down 49 cents from the previous day. Pork carcass cutout value was $2.09 lower to 77.44 in the Wednesday report. Loin and ham were lower, with belly primal down another $8.94. National base hog weighted average price was down 7 cents to 62.38. USDA estimates hog slaughter at 1.3 million head through Wednesday. That's up 30,000 head from the previous week and 38,000 head more than this time last year. Thursday's hog call is steady to a dollar lower, with expert hog buyers open with defensive bids in the morning as they stew over dissipating carcass values. Let's see where the mercantile exchange will start the day at. April live cattle were 97 cents lower at 123.27. The June 75 cents lower at 115.60. August feeder live cattle were down 60 cents at 112.97. Feeder cattle for March, $1.80 lower at 144.75. April down $2.20 at 147 even. Lean hogs for April, $2.72 lower at 67.22. The May down $1.52 at 74.87. So all across the mercantile exchange yesterday, the prices were lower. That's been a check of your opening farm report here on KLGR. Happy National Pig Day. This is Farm Director Dustin Hoffman.